wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea. Then a rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest way down in the west, then I'll build such a nest in the place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old county down, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, it is my fairy land, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame, for renown. Like the black sheep of old, I'll come back to the fold, little town in the old county down. In the evening when shadows are falling round the old door without any key, there's a voice in my dreams ever calling. There are eyes ever watching for me. There is someone I bless with true tenderness, and her lips I'll caress when I bring happiness. In that dear little town, in the old county down, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, it is my fairy land, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame or renown. Like the black sheep of home, I'll come back to the fold, little town in the old county.
Well, I can just hear you saying, oh, come on, Joe, where did you get that one from? Well, first of all, it's a song that I love. And now that I think of it, it's the second visit we've paid to County Down in this week's programme. Remember, we heard the High Kings doing at the start of the County Down. But that was a man that I had the pleasure of working with. Now, it was a long time ago. His name, Willie Brady, he's gone to God now. He was singing Taken From a very old, by the sound of it, vinyl album, but I have it on an album, a CD here, and I'm sorry if the snap and crackle, got in the way a bit, but I thought it sort of lent the atmosphere. Early on the programme, I was talking about the very first Sounds Irish programme we had, and I played, was it the Brendan O'Dowd track? Well, here's another one I know I played on the very first Sounds Irish programme. The reason why I love this, because I think, first of all, that this singer, Ronan Tynan, is one of the greatest singers to come out of this country of ours in the last, certainly, 40 years. He has a beautiful voice. And like most of the Irish artists now that have sort of made it in the world, they don't live in Ireland anymore. Ronan lives in the US, but here's something he recorded in the 1990s. And another reason why I like this track is because he sings the verse. Nobody ever knows the verse. We all know the chorus, but everything about this particular track is beautiful. It's Ronan Tynan's interpretation of My Wild Irish Rose, and it is gorgeous.
listen, I sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Lances are shy whene'er I pass by the bar where my true love grows. And my one wish has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish rose. Search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
That is one beautiful voice, Ronan Tynan and his interpretation of My Wild Irish Rose. Earlier on the programme, we played Brendan O'Dowd and I was talking about Percy French. Here's another of those Percy French songs. And whereas I said that Gortna Mona was my favourite Percy French track, well, this will come among the top three Percy French songs. It's that beautiful song, Come Back, Paddy Riley. Now, we heard Paddy Riley singing The Fields of Athenry not so long ago. This is a different Paddy Riley. In County Cavan, there is a town called Bally James Duff. And the local council in that town wanted Percy French to write a song. And Percy said, no bother, I write the song. Ah, yes, but the specification we make is that you must put the name of our town in your song. Well, that's all right if it's Dublin or Cork or Galway. But when it's Bally James Duff, well, I'd say he had to use the grey matter somewhat, would you not agree? Here's Louise Morrissey and her interpretation of the song Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. And I want to dedicate this to any Cavan listener that's maybe listening to me on a number of radio stations.
Just turn to the left at the bridge of the Nave and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. It's there you'll find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come. Are whispering over
One lady that never makes a bad track, Louise Morrissey, with the Percy French song, Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. And as I said, when I played that track many years ago, it was featured in the movie The Blue Lagoon, in which Noel Purcell sang it. From one good singer to yet another good singer. This time it's a male vocalist, and he is still singing very, very well indeed. He started singing, I do believe, with the show band and then moved on to doing musical shows and is now doing solo work both here and in the US. I'm speaking of Tony Kenny. And Tony had a big hit with the theme from, you know, the Joseph, Any Dream Will Do. But this is his version of a song that was written by a Limerick man. And of course, the song's about Limerick. And it mentions the Shannon. The Shannon is the River Shannon. Well, as I say so often when I play this or any other song connected with the Shannon, it's the longest river in the British Isles. Just a little snippet I thought I'd fill in. Here's this wonderful version of Limerick, You're a Lady from Tony Kenny.
Tears of joy did flow. The beauty that surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then children, you and I spent endless days of fun in winter snow or summer's golden sun. We fished in silver streams. The fabric of my dreams was fashioned by your loveliness, and so I have to say, surrounds you, I take it with me, love, wherever I go. While waking in the arms of distant waters, a new day finds me far away from home. Then Limerick, you're my lady, the one true love that I have. The gift that time has made to travelers on their way, seeking out the beauty of our land. A shrine where children play, and bells ring out to say, thank God we're living just to feel the freedom of each day. Turn.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the sunlight of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. Now to Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms would press me, where true Irish love caressed me, and sweet Irish lips would bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet long beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks would lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my own Colleen. Now to Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms would press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips would bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. And sweet Irish lips would bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Having worked with the band in the west of Ireland, as I've told you so often on the programme, for 7 years we lived down in Ballina, which is a beautiful town in County Mayo. Countless times I played and sang that song on tours in various countries, the US, the UK, wherever. Moonlight in Mayo. That was the John Hogan version of it that I hadn't heard before. Now, I know this week's programme may sound like another of those musical tours of Ireland, but what I'm thinking of when I'm putting this playlist together was people at this time of the year, during the St. Patrick time or St. Patrick Festival, people who are away from home and get together and sing songs about home. That's the sort of song they will be singing, including this next one. Now, my mother was from Cork, and you know something? I never heard her sing this song. Maybe it was the fact that she left Cork when she was very young, but Cork people always sing this song, and this is sung for us now by a Cork man, Joe Lynch. It's an old recording of that, well, what's known now as the Cork National Anthem, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And the Lee, of course, is the river on which Cork stands.
Oh, how oft do my thoughts in a fancy take flight to the home of my childhood, away to the day when each patriot's vision seemed bright, Dare I dream that those joys should decay? When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Madai through shallow dream, where we sported and played 'neath his green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely leaf, where we sported and played 'neath his green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely leaf. Asha then, in the springtime of laughter and song, shall I ever forget the sweet autumn with the friends of my youth as we ramble along your green mossy banks and wild flowers? There too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds a golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely leaf. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely
Jo Lynch, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And I dedicate that to any Cork person listening to me. And maybe you are even joining in and singing along on the banks of my own lovely Lee. I mentioned my mammy there a few moments ago. We Irish people, and I've said this before on Sounds Irish, we Irish people have a love of our mammies, our mothers. Yes, we do. And this is a song, and it's sung for us. He's not Irish. He's actually of Scottish descent, but he is Canadian, John McDermott. And he's singing, well, a song dedicated to Irish mothers. And that's what we'll do. We'll dedicate this to any Irish mother listening to Sounds Irish. John McDermott singing Mother Machree, Mother of My Heart.
There's a spot in me heart which no calling may own. There's a depth in me soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, that you'll fail. No other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and dear fingers, so toil worn for me. Every sorrow or care in the dear days gone by, was made bright by the light of the smile in your eye. Like a candle that's set in a window at night, your fond love has cheered me and guided. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Didn't he make a wonderful job of that? John McDermott and his interpretation of Mother McCree. Well, at this time of the year, and I mentioned it a couple of times on the programme, we Irish people get together. And what do? Well, apart from a little drop of the hard stuff, we sing. Yes, that's what we do. You can't stop us singing. And what we're going to do now is we're going to have a little song from, well, that wonderful singer that I've discovered recently, Anne Breen. And she's going to help us with a little bit of a sing-along. OK, now this is a bit lively, so where's my accordion?
If you're Irish, come into the parlour. There's a welcome there for you. And if your name is Timothy or Pat, as long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne or Killarney's lake so blue, we'll sing you a song and make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you. Come into the parlour now and make yourselves at home. To the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. There's a Mickey Miggy and a Rafferty and a Murphy and Muldoon. The same a Gilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Ah, there's lots of stuff sticking up the length of half the town. Gallons of the hot sheen if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a Hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight. Of all the girls a mile from Keeley Town, when they hear that I'm a wather, it's a hullabaloo. They hear about that handsome lad they call O'Donoghue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to squeeze her, I'm the boy to cheese her up, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Hurt her like an Irish man with Brogan Lark, take on the front of me, Hulligan's Mulligan, Hulligan, Mulligan, Mulligan, Mulligan.
Hey, woo, hey, oh, I'm out of breath after that. Anne Breen and a little sing-along medley. Well, friends, that's been our special St. Patrick's Festival programme for Sounds Irish. I hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. I've enjoyed them all. I really have. And I hope that next week you can join me again for another programme of Irish music. I hope over this festival period that life has been good to you. And if it's not, well, I pray that you will get the strength to cope. And I'm sure you will. Friends, don't forget the email address. Sure you will. Everton274@sky.com and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. And if you'd like to join me on Facebook, feel free to become one of my friends. Friends, Take care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again on a programme next week, God bless. Sloan. Bye.